free school meals cut as poor children go hungry. Sheila Caffrey, primary school teacher. Tories plan to starve working class kids by cutting universal free school meals for children under 7. Claims that many families don't want the meals may be true in some leafy paradises. They are certainly not in the working class estates of Bristol, where I teach. Children queue out the door to attend free breakfast clubs. The same happens at lunch. Health. Try and find a teacher anywhere who hasn't noticed the improvement in children's concentration and behavior following a proper lunch. Never mind the long-term benefits for their health and educational attainment. It is only a year since the Conservatives introduced universal free school meals. It's the only policy I can think of that has benefited the community where I live and teach. A moment of humanity and kindness form the Tories? I hear you question. Of course not. It was a fig leaf to cover a package of new cuts for schools. A stuttering Cameron has already tried to backtrack. He claims there are no plans to remove free meals for all under sevens. Yet Chancellor George Osborne is declaring a cut of 25 to 40% to unprotected budgets. What else are they planning to slash? Schools have already seen a further cut of about 10% this year. This means the equivalent of 45,000 full-time posts going. Death eaters. Teachers have seen pay, pensions and conditions sliced. Schools are becoming ghost towns. Tory death eaters stand tall and boast what a great job they've done reducing budgets. The Socialist Party says universal free school meals must stay and be extended to all ages. The teachers' unions and all in the public sector must respond to cuts with coordinated strikes to reverse them.